Jay Sekulo, the State Department says that ISIS is not at war with the United States. Apparently, that's not the view of ISIS.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulo Live.
This is not about ISIL versus the United States. I think I made that clear yesterday. They are killing anyone who gets in their way. Sunni, Shia Muslims, Christians, Yazidis, Iraqis, Syrians, and now an American. So this is not about what the United States is or isn't doing.
But they are announcing that it's a war against America.
Well, they can say whatever they'd like, but what I am making clear is that's not what ISIL represents. They are at war with everybody they come into contact with.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
The president has a foreign policy which has failed once again. He underestimated the extent of the threat represented by terror in the world, and specifically ISIS. And as a result, now we find ourselves facing a very severe and horrific series of scenes on the world stage.
They may claim out of expediency that they are at war with the United States or the West, but the fact is they terrorize their neighbors and offer them nothing but an endless slavery to their empty vision and the collapse of any definition of civilized behavior.
And I think this is an important point. I think ISIL wants to make this about the United States and our actions. And I think what the president was trying to say is that this is not about the United States and what we do. This is about countries in the region coming together to fight a shared threat. And this is not about us. And I think that's the point he was trying to make.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulo.
I mean, with no disrespect to the United States State Department, is this really the best we can do? Because while she's saying that this is, you know, a regional problem and it's not really a war with the United States, which, by the way, ISIS thinks it's a war with the United States and they beheaded an American. So I think it's a war with the. Maybe if it was a war with the United States, we'd act like it and not let this terror. Or as Chuck Hagel, by the way, who I'm no fan of, but Chuck Hagel, the Secretary of Defense, the Republican Secretary of Defense, I might add, to show you that it's not a partisan thing, he thinks it's more than just a little terrorist group. Listen to what he says, number five.
They're beyond just a terrorist group. They marry ideology, a sophistication of strategic and tactical military prowess. They are tremendously well-funded. Oh, this is beyond anything that we've seen. So we must prepare for everything.
But the White House and the State Department appear to be preparing for nothing. I mean, Jordan, that's the dynamic here. Is someone, you listen to what the State Department says, and then you listen to what the Secretary of Defense says. And by the way, where is John Kerry in all of this? But go ahead. Well, go ahead, Jordan.
Yeah, it's one of those situations where, one, to admit as the United States that, you know, it's like nothing you've ever seen, an enemy of the United States is not a great foreign policy strategy or defense strategy. And this idea that, you know, somehow we're shocked and we can't handle what ISIS is, even though they've been developing as an organization over a number of years through the conflict in Syria and the war in Iraq. And then on top of that, this idea that they are not at war with the United States. It's not really up to us to determine who they're at war with. And when they, again, behead an American and broadcast the video of that to the world, they have declared war on us, like it or not.
When we come back from the break, I'm going to play a clip from General Dempsey, and then I'm going to play the entire clip. You heard a little bit of it from the State Department spokesperson, where she says it's not about a religious conflict. And you got Dempsey saying how apocalyptic they are, religious concept. And you've got Chuck Hagel saying that they are driven by their ideology. So, you know, get on the same page at least. That's the least you could do. Here is the good news, though, in a horrible situation. We've heard from, ready for this, just online, 225,651 people. Just online. If I add phones to that, we're probably at 230,000. I really believe by the end of the month, we could push 250,000 signatures when we go to the UN, when we go to the White House, when we go to the State Department. You can go with us. Sign that petition now at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Sign it now. We've got to stand up for the Christians that are being killed in Iraq and Americans being killed as well. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with your calls in a moment.
It's an atrocity that's unfolding half a world away. Thousands of Christians being murdered, slaughtered by radical Muslims. A deliberate and calculated attempt to wipe out the Christian minority in Iraq. The terrorists targeting Christians are known as the Al-Qaeda of Iraq, and their brutal tactics are designed to accomplish one goal: remove Christians from Iraq. Christians there face a very disturbing ultimatum: convert to Islam, pay an exorbitant fine, or die. Those who do not comply, according to the terrorist group, will, quote, face death by the sword. This persecution of Christians must not be permitted to continue. Stand with the ACLJ and demand that the United States and other nations engage. It's imperative there must be a global outcry and global action to stop the slaughter of Iraqi Christians. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or please add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law. Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls. I do want to say to you folks, we really want to make sure that we're standing up for Christians and others, including Americans in Iraq and Syria that are being executed. I'm talking about executed because of who they are and what they believe in. And we've heard from a lot of you, but again, if you haven't signed on to this petition, we're going to probably be closing it out in the next, certainly next week. So ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. You'll be able to go to the UN. You'll be able to go to Washington. You'll be able to go to Geneva with us in the sense of being part of this, our team on signing this petition. If you haven't done it, let me urge you to sign it today. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ICE is still on the march in an unbelievable way. In fact, now becoming a more dangerous threat. But here's the problem within our government. You heard the State Department. We played that in the opening of the broadcast, right? So the State Department saying, well, this isn't war against the United States. Listen to what Eric Holder had to say, number 8.
The Justice Department is actively pursuing justice in this case. We have an open criminal investigation.
Oh, gee, good. We've got an open criminal file. We could find the guy and read him his Miranda rights. I mean, do you realize how absurd this is? We're going to bring justice by what? Putting him on trial in New York City? And they're going to go into a cave in Syria and get this guy and say you have the right to remain silent? I mean, do they think this is bringing any solace to anybody? Because, Jordan, there is wide bipartisan opposition to the White House approach on this, which is juvenile at best, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, it's one of those situations, too, where it just seems like they're out of sync completely, this administration. Maybe that's because President Obama is not in Washington, D.C., is not as engaged in this, because you have a State Department contradicting the Defense Department, the Secretary of Defense, on the same day. One saying, you know, we're not at war with the Islamic State. The other saying we have to prepare in a unique way, that it's something we have to prepare for everything, because that we've never seen this before, beyond anything that we've seen. So, you know, you've got the Secretary of Defense acting like we are directly engaged. We're bombing the Islamic State. I mean, at what point in the United States, why is our, again, it's juvenile. It's again, it looks like looks JV. The same way that President Obama called the Islamic State JV.
Yeah, that
he called them
so
that,
smart.
Remember?
Yep.
It's his administration. I mean, think about this. We've got, again, we've got air strikes going on against the Islamic State right now, and our State Department, one of their spokespeople, is briefing the media that we're not in a conflict with them.
Yeah,
it makes no sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. I'm going to ask them to edit this bite here. Number 34 is Marie Harf. She's asked a question, State Department spokesman yesterday. This reporter says, but they're announcing it as a war against America. And then she says, we then can say whatever, well, they can say whatever they like. But what I'm making clear is that now what not what ISIL represents, and they don't represent any religion. Really? I mean, really? So we're going to play that one in a minute. And here's what Chris Matthews said about bringing these people to justice. Number 13.
First of all, the way that this administration addresses these issues, like they're criminal matters, these people are our geopolitical enemies, ISIS. How do you go around and find the person who put the knife to the guy's throat, or the individual, when in fact they're part of a zealous political fanatical group? Isn't the group itself culpable? Don't we have to make war on them, not on the individual who was the instrument of that terror that day, that moment?
Well, the group is culpable, absolutely. At the same time, we do want to find those that held the knife. We want to go after them quite specifically.
Yeah, but specifically is not indicting them. Specifically would be eliminating them. All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, let's take a phone call.
Yep, right to the phones we go. Let's go to Charles in Nevada, line one. Charles, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hey, Charles. How are you doing?
Good.
You know, the more I listen to this, the angrier I get.
Hey, Charles, are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to come off the speakerphone because we can't hear you. We're going to come back to you in a minute. Let's go to Chris, who's calling from New York on line two. Chris, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. After listening to the statement, I guess that was the State Department, the lady.
Yep.
First of all, I believe that President Obama has a failed or poor foreign policy.
Yep.
And after listening to that statement, it looks like they're trying to find a way to bow out or not take responsibility.
Jordan, that's a great point, Chris. Jordan, what is the sense in Washington on this? Because as I said, there's bipartisan opposition. We've been playing the Democratic congresswoman's statements about this. I know others have been concerned.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a situation. Listen, Chuck Hagel was criticized by the way he kind of inflated the threat of ISIS. I mean, to go off and say that they're not just a terrorist group, that they are sophisticated strategic and tactical military prowess. The idea, again, these may be true statements, but to come from the Secretary of Defense could be seen as a sign of weakness or even fear in the United States. And again, the quote, this is beyond anything we've ever seen, so we have to prepare for everything. You then pose that with the State Department that says we're not in a direct conflict with the Islamic State, but we are bombing them. And so this is that classic Washington. I mean, they don't know what's going on. And in fact, it's in the news. They don't have to have, high level security briefings here with top secret info to know that what message are we sending to the world? We bomb people and then refuse to acknowledge that we're in a conflict with them. If we're going to say that they are so sophisticated that they're beyond anything we've ever seen, but we're afraid to admit that we are actively trying to stop them.
Which none of this makes to me any sense. Do we have that second bite of that statement? Okay, so let me play first the statement from Chuck Hagel, where he talks about General Dempsey, where he talks about the apocalyptic nature of ISIS, number seven.
This is an organization that has an apocalyptic end of days strategic vision, and which will eventually have to be defeated. To your question, can they be defeated without addressing that part of their organization which resides in Syria? The answer is no.
So Martin Dempsey's saying, you've got to do this. You got to go. They've got to be dealt with. They're apocalyptic. Chuck Hagel talks about their ideological behavior, the way that they're motivated. Listen again, number five on Chuck Hagel. I'm just going to play a little bit of it.
They're beyond just a terrorist group. They marry ideology, a sophistication of strategic and tactical military prowess.
Okay, so he's saying it's an ideology. The other one's saying it's apocalyptic. And the State Department, when asked about it, this, I'm just playing a portion of this clip, listen to what she says.
They are announcing that it's a war against America.
Well, they can say whatever they'd like, but what I am making clear is that's not what ISIL represents. And they don't represent any religion.
They don't represent any religion? Let me beg to differ with you. First of all, your own agencies are saying they do. They are radical Sunni Muslims jihadists. In fact, they're more than jihadists. They've taken jihad to a whole different level. So what, you know, Jordan, it's clear to me that the administration is still trying to do this dance that we're not at war with Islam or radical elements of Islam. We're not at war with Islam. Radical Islam is at war with the West. That's the reality. And this White House still doesn't get it, and they're letting Christians be executed and other religious minorities in the process. Convert or die is the headline in newspapers all over the globe right now.
Yeah, that's right. And so it's, again, it's this idea that we don't want to admit. I mean, you've got Chuck Hagel saying it's ideology mixed with religion, mixed with sophisticated military, mixed with brutality, something we've never seen before. It sounds like something we've seen before to me. Maybe it's a larger scale.
Right.
But it's the same as Al-Qaeda. It's got money, an ideology mixed with a religious fervor, and a brutality to kill civilians, to target civilians. There may be more. They may be fighting in the field more than Al-Qaeda was with the terror attacks. But the idea here, again, that we're acting as if the U.S. has just never seen this from the Islamic world before is ridiculous.
But the reality is America's lack of leadership here impacts the rest of the world, so we've got to take action. Let's try Charles again from West Virginia, Nevada Online 1. Charles, welcome to the broadcast. You're on.
No, I was just wanting to say that the more you look at this, the more I see that we have an administration that has no clue about military tactics, about what's going on, especially John Kerry. He should know. He was in the Vietnam War. Eric Holder, him and Obama both, I'm sorry, excuse my expression, but they're both idiots.
Well, I'm not going to say that because I think number one, the president's not, he's a smart guy. It's just, he's smart in a way that we disagree with. I'm not saying he's not intelligent. I'm saying his worldview is very different. And the problem is it isn't working. And it's certainly not working in the Middle East, where he has consistently picked the wrong side in every single engagement. You realize, in every single engagement, the wrong side. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Jordan's going to let you know right now, folks, we need you to participate. We want to get this up to 250,000. We're really, really close. Help us get there. You can go to ACLJ.org. Jordan's letting you know how to do it. But let's go ahead and get this up to 250,000 signatures.
You can call our toll-free number now. It's 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to join our petition. If you believe we have to do more to stop the Islamic State, if you believe we are at war with the Islamic State, we've got airstrikes going on. We've got the Pentagon briefing on those airstrikes coming up, live right now. So this idea, folks, that we've got to do more, call now if you agree. 877-989-2255. Is it going to take another American being beheaded on video and broadcast to the world before we do more? Call 877-989-2255 or go to ACLJ.org.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. It's an atrocity that's unfolding half a world away. Thousands of Christians being murdered, slaughtered by radical Muslims, a deliberate and calculated attempt to wipe out the Christian minority in Iraq. The terrorists targeting Christians are known as the Al-Qaeda of Iraq, and their brutal tactics are designed to accomplish one goal: remove Christians from Iraq. Christians there face a very disturbing ultimatum: convert to Islam, pay an exorbitant fine, or die. Those who do not comply, according to the terrorist group, will, quote, face death by the sword. This persecution of Christians must not be permitted to continue. Stand with the ACLJ and demand that the United States and other nations engage. It's imperative there must be a global outcry and global action to stop the slaughter of Iraqi Christians. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or please add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Taking your calls at 800-684-3110. The massacres continue. Christians continue to be slaughtered. Other groups as well. The Yazidis, of course, are being threatened to either convert or be killed. We've got the State Department saying one thing, and the state, the Defense Department, with Chuck Hagel, saying something completely different. And you're trying to figure out what is really the story here. Well, we know what the story is, folks, because we worked on the ISIS situation when it wasn't really being talked about much. We've been following it for over a year, but we presented papers at Oxford University this summer dealing with this. By the way, those papers are going to be put in the form of an e-book that we're going to be releasing probably in the next month. That really goes into the whole ISIS, Hamas, Israel, greater Middle East situation and what these groups are really after. It's a book that's talking about the genocide, and it'll be an unbelievable primer. It'll be an e-book published by Simon & Schuster, and we should have more information about how you could pre-order it in about a week or so. But I will tell you this. You need to be educated on this because this is the challenge, I believe, the challenge of our lifetime. All right, we're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. Also, if you haven't signed the petition yet, do it at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. And don't forget, we're in a matching challenge campaign for another week here. Any amount you donate to us, we get a matching gift for. So aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Jordan, let's try to grab another phone call here.
Let's go to Cliff in California, line 3. Cliff, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Cliff.
Hi, thank you, Jay and Jordan. We went after Al-Qaeda, we went after the Taliban, we did them a lot of damage, but they're still around.
Yep.
We should go after ISIS or yep. whomever. We should kill or render harmless everyone we can, but that won't do the trick. We need to isolate them from the financial community, from the world financial community, because if they can't engage in commerce, they can't fuel their vehicles, they can't buy weapons and
sure.
so on.
Now, Cliff, I agree. I think a part of the strategy here has to be to get back control. And that's why it was important getting the dam, the Mosul Dam, getting that back under control. But you're right. The fund flow has to stop. You know, what has so crippled Hamas, frankly, is the Egyptians, of course, under President Assisi, cut them off because of their Muslim Brotherhood's military wing. And the Iranians were mad at them because they were doing what? Sending money and support up to against Assad in Syria. So you've got this, Nate, you're right. The money flow, if that can be stopped, and that is part of the process, that goes a long way in bringing these groups at least under control somewhat. But right now they've got, what is it, Jordan, reports of almost $3 billion, $2 billion for sure, maybe three.
Yeah, that's right. You know, they've seized assets. They've seized oil fields. They've seized museums. They've sold things on the black market from museums. They've also seized banks. So they've got gold. They have cash. And so when you look at the world's bad actors, you know, that's where, you know, as the caller was talking about, these funds, that's how they'd be able to move them around.
Yeah, and so I'm with you. I think the money has to be cut off, and it has to be cut off quickly. We're taking your calls. Hey, remember this, folks. The time keeps flying by. We're here for a full hour, though. That means if you're not getting the second half hour of the broadcast on your station you're listening to, if you're a SiriusXM, of course you do, and a number of stations as well, just go over to aclj.org. We're streaming it there. You can pick up the conversation. We don't want you to be left out of this at all. And, again, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let's take another call here, Jordan.
Yep, right back to the phones that we go. Let's go to Martha in Florida, line 5. Martha, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Martha.
Thank you. I'm just concerned that this president doesn't care about Americans. We saw that in Benghazi. We saw it with the young boys that were killed in Israel. We're seeing it, you know, this just a very apathetic response to this journalist's death. I just wonder if it had been one of his, not that I wish them any ill, but if one of his daughters was killed, would he have the same?
Well, I never even want to, you know, venture into that one because, I mean, I don't even want to lay that thought out there. Because, look, you may remember this, Martha, a few days ago when the first statement came out about the journalist being killed and they were threatening, the ISIS representatives were threatening President Obama. I said, now, look, I don't agree with a lot of President Obama's policies, but don't start threatening the President of the United States. Now, I don't like the response that we're giving because we're not being decisive. We're not being clear. We don't have a stated, is the goal still to protect American assets in the region, or is it to end a threat that will be on our shores? And Jordan, that is a fundamental principled policy differential.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And so this is why I think we have to be clear. The American people have got to be have a clear message here on what we want to see done against the Islamic State. Do we support the ongoing air campaign? Do we think there should be more done? And if so, will we be ready if that time comes? And when that time comes, it certainly sounds like from the Secretary of Defense, Chuck Hagel, that time is coming. I'll just play a soundbite again, because the idea that we have to prepare for everything, we'll play it again by five.
They're beyond just a terrorist group. They marry ideology, a sophistication of strategic and tactical military prowess. They are tremendously well-funded. Oh, this is beyond anything that we've seen. So we must prepare for everything.
Jordan, let me just say this quickly. What a comforting assessment. I think his assessment, by the way, is correct. But just the way he's doing it and the lack of sync between the various branches of government here is what's so troubling. Go ahead. I didn't want to cut you off.
Yeah, I mean, he goes on to say that they are an imminent threat to every interest we have. So, I mean, you know, this is a soundbite. We can play it again. Bite six. This is our Secretary of Defense, Chuck Hagel. So it certainly sounds like we're on a path to conflict here, and a more direct conflict than just an air campaign. Listen to bite six.
They have no standard of decency, of responsible human behavior. And I think the record's pretty clear on that. So, yes. They are an imminent threat to every interest we have, whether it's in Iraq or anywhere else.
So here's the fundamental question, Jordan, I guess at the end, and you're there in Washington. I know they're on recess. There is, you know, Chuck Hagel's a Republican. Others are Democrats. Everybody's saying we've got to eliminate this threat. Yet the president has the State Department coming out saying, well, this is just about protecting our assets. No mission creep.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And so, again, you know, it's a confused message coming out from the Obama administration. This could be handled very quickly and clearly if the president were to make it clear, instead of giving those statements that we all have to interpret about the Islamic State and about what the United States will do. And we have Defense Department spokespeople at the Pentagon right now doing a briefing on our air campaign against the Islamic State, while the State Department yesterday is saying that we're not in a conflict with the Islamic State. You know, it's impossible to put both of these ideas or strategies or thoughts together. So one is right, one is wrong, but we don't know where the White House is on it.
And when you don't have a clear definitional goal of your leadership, you know what ends up happening? You know what the end result of that ends up being? You absolutely don't lead. And when the United States does not lead, this is what you're getting. Americans being beheaded, Europe taking a more aggressive stance than we are, and we've lost the mantle of leadership, which we can get back. But, folks, that's where you come in. And I want to, as we go to a break, for those Christians in Iraq that are being persecuted in ways we can't imagine, not just the Christians there, Muslims, the Yazidis, others, you go to ACLJ.org and sign that petition now. We're going to get to 200, a quarter of a million people. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. I encourage you to sign that petition. If you haven't signed it, do it right now. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And don't forget to share our information, like us on Facebook. And we're also in our matching challenge. So ACLJ.org. The many gift you give, we get a matching gift for. And again, 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We'll be back in a moment.
Those who do not comply, according to the terrorist group, will, quote, face death by the sword. This persecution of Christians must not be permitted to continue. Stand with the ACLJ and demand that the United States and other nations engage. It's imperative there must be a global outcry and global action to stop the slaughter of Iraqi Christians. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or please add your name online, ACLJ.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. The slaughter continues. You've got the Secretary of State, Chuck Hagel, saying this is something we've got to prepare for, something we've never seen before. And I think in that sense, he's right. I mean, this is a level of lethality we haven't seen. We've got a situation where they've got assets under their control, but also land and territory under their control. And that presents an entirely different scenario. And that is when you've got the kind of asset control they have, which we're talking at least $2 billion that they've looted from other sources, or if you talk about the sheer money that they've got, I think all of that combined presents a unique situation. I think that's where Chuck Hagel, despite the alarmist nature of what he said, has the right to the reason to be alarmed. It's just that the government is not in sync with itself. I'm talking about our government. Yeah, I was reading an article yesterday and some of the statements from David Cameron. You know, how come they get it? And of course, it's one of their guys that did it. I mean, it was a British national. They understand what's going on here. We can't operate under this vacuum idea as if our only thing we're protecting is our embassies. When the president doesn't want to have a war with ISIS, but ISIS is having a war with us. So it just doesn't go away. And I think, Jordan, that's the fallacy of what's going on right now. And I don't hear anybody really backing the president's plan, maybe except Adam Schiff from California. But other than that, most people are not.
No, that's right. So this an idea. We've got to have a situation here, and especially, you know, Congress has got to come back to Washington, D.C. and figure out, and hopefully it's done before that, figure out what is the strategy to deal with the Islamic State. Is there a coherent strategy from the administration? Is it just being poorly communicated by the State Department, by the Department of Defense? It's just not adding up? Or is it as confused as it sounds? And honestly, after, you know, if you kind of look back on the Obama administration and handling the Middle East, unfortunately, you have to side with it's probably as confused as it sounds. This administration is sending out officials who aren't quite sure what they can and can't say because it may conflict with the president, who sends who makes statements that are hard to parse. And on the one hand, sound like we could be going to war, and on the other hand, maybe backing down from a conflict, you know, at the same time.
Well, I think the reality is, and David, you said this before, the president used the word, you know, he's appalled at what Israel did, and he's appalled at what ISIS is doing. This is kind of the counterintuitive nature of what's going on here.
And amongst all of that, you know, all of his appalled feelings, he's yet to articulate a policy. I mean, that's the thing that's missing here. We're hearing again and again how bad ISIS is. Yes, we've got it. We understand. We know how bad. We can see with our own eyes how bad ISIS is. Now, what are we going to do about it? So far, we have a series of airstrikes, and the only thing we have in addition to that is some sort of statement that, well, this is not actually a part of a real strategy to defeat ISIS. It's just to relieve some immediate pressure. That's not a policy. That's not a plan.
Well, I think it, and even in a sense, Jordan, it goes a step further. It's the lack of the plan, David, I agree with. But it's the moral equivalency of what he talks about is just so out of sync with reality. I mean, this is a group that's beheading Americans, and he's saying, well, I guess he's appalled at that. He's appalled at the Israelis, as if it's the same. And that, to me, is what's so outrageous here.
Well, we've seen that from this administration, is this idea of trying to conflate equate the same kinds of people they may disagree with. And say that they're all kind of the same and treat them the same way and you know, that they may come from viewpoints that may have, you know, some basis in reality, instead of just coming right out and say, you know, these monsters, you can say that they are more tactical. You can certainly say that they have a larger ground force. But ultimately, they are playing into Muslim culture, a Muslim culture of hate, a Muslim culture of violence. They're recruiting young Muslim men and women who are being bred and taught in mosque to hate, to kill, to have a thirst for blood, in ISIS' own words, that they have this thirst for blood. That's what's happening. And we've got to deal with the reality of that.
That's why you've got to fight back here and win. And it's to do that, we need your name on this petition. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Don't forget, folks, we're in a matching challenge. We're down to our last, 8 days here, I guess. And we're really close to setting a record. We could use your help. ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for at ACLJ.org. And if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Back with more in a moment.
Whoa,
It's an atrocity that's unfolding half a world away. Thousands of Christians being murdered, slaughtered by radical Muslims. A deliberate and calculated attempt to wipe out the Christian minority in Iraq. The terrorists targeting Christians are known as the Al-Qaeda of Iraq, and their brutal tactics are designed to accomplish one goal: remove Christians from Iraq. Christians there face a very disturbing ultimatum: convert to Islam, pay an exorbitant fine, or die. Those who do not comply, according to the terrorist group, will, quote, face death by the sword. This persecution of Christians must not be permitted to continue. Stand with the ACLJ and demand that the United States and other nations engage. It's imperative there must be a global outcry and global action to stop the slaughter of Iraqi Christians. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or please add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Yes, everyone, that's the band here, Jay Sekulow Live, and we're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Let's go right to the phones. A lot of people have been holding, and folks, if the lines are jammed right now, but in a minute, you should be able to get through. But right now, they are jammed. Who's next, Jordan?
Yeah, we'll go to Rib in Texas on line 4. Rib, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Jay, Jordan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, if she says that it's not between us and them, then I'd like somebody to ask her, what other countries or nations has ISIS named on film that they want their citizens to swim in their own blood in the streets?
Well, her answer, here's what she's saying. I mean, Rev, this is what she says. Oh, but they're really a regional threat. It's really let's play it. I mean, let's find me Will the Right Bite. I think it's it may have been the first or second one where the State Department spokesperson Huff says, this is regional. This is more of a not that it's not serious, but it's more of this regionalized. Now, here's what she said. Take a listen to her words.
I think this is an important point. I think ISIL wants to make this about the United States and our actions. And I think what the president was trying to say is that this is not about the United States and what we do. This is about countries in the region coming together to fight a shared threat. And this is not about us. And I think that's the point he was trying to make.
Here's the point I'm trying to make to the State Department. Can you get somebody that's not a bat mitzvah candidate only? What are these people, 13 years old? I mean, please come up with, this is the best. I mean, I know it's August and they're on recess, but there's the whole world is exploding and the Middle East is the focal point of it. And I got a 12-year-old, with due respect, who says this is not about anybody else but the regional partners. Well, it was not a regional partner whose head was cut off 3 days ago. I mean, this is I got Hegel saying it's the apocalypse, and I got a 12-year-old telling me nothing to worry about, it's a regional conflict. David?
Yeah, I mean, this is ridiculous. We've got completely inexperienced political hacks.
You think? I mean, listen to this.
At the highest level of our national security establishment.
By the way, I don't think the spokesperson is old enough to be a hack.
I think you're right.
I think these are just children running the government.
Yeah, it reminds me of what was the statement a few weeks ago. Dude, that was like two years ago.
Yeah.
Talking about Benghazi. If you look at the background of some of the people who've been entrusted with our national security, I mean, the person who's right now negotiating the Iranian, the nuclear deal with Iran is a social worker. That's her background. She's a social worker. And so, you know, is it any wonder that what we're watching right now is American weakness and aggression on every front? I mean, we just had the Chinese buzz an American jet, get 30 feet away from an American jet. It's just happening all over.
All right, so let's play the bite where the president said, this is number three, because I think this one, Jordan, says it all. This is the one where I realize we have got a problem. Number three.
There has to be a common effort to extract this cancer so that it does not spread. There has to be a clear rejection of these kind of nihilistic ideologies. One thing we can all agree on is that a group like ISIL has no place in the 21st century.
No, right. The 21st century, you shouldn't be able to do it. Now, 1977, maybe you could. What kind of... So someone wrote this. I want you to come up to Martha's Vineyard, and you're having to have this press conference because an American's been decapitated. And someone's writing your statement, and you're reviewing it, and you're the president of the United States, and you're reviewing it. And the statement says, in writing, that one thing we all can agree upon is that groups like ISIL have no place in the 21st century. I don't think there's any century where they have a place, number one. Nihilistic ideologies. You know, really? We're dealing with nihilists that have no place in the 21st century. And I go back to them and said, maybe the 18th century, maybe it was okay. This is such a fundamental lack of leadership. You know, Disraeli said there's nothing too difficult for the brave. Here's the problem. You got to be brave. Now, it's easy for us to say it. I'm not the one going there in the conflict. David has been. But the fact of the matter is, nihilistic in the 21st century, but this is the messaging we're sending to the entire world, Jordan. That's what's so appalling. I'll say it. You know what's appalling? The president saying it has no place in the 21st century, and the president saying they're nihilists. That's appalling.
Yeah, I mean, you know, to honestly, it sounds like the same people who are writing the president's domestic policy agenda in the United States are the same ones writing the commentary about the Islamic State. You know, it sounds like he's talking about the definition of marriage when he's talking about groups that are beheading Americans on video. They don't care what background they're coming from, you know, just for being an American, even journalist. And so it's a situation, it just sounds like what David was talking about, it's the campaign people, the political people, they're just recycling language that they would use to talk about, you know, a bunch of social issues, the same language they would use to talk about what's happened in Missouri to talk about the Islamic State. I mean, that's the truth. That's what it sounds like.
Well, the fact that the president, I mean, so here's what a nihilist is, the belief that traditional morals, ideals, and beliefs have no worth or value. The belief that a society's political and social institutions are so bad that they should be destroyed. That's what a nihilist is. I think this group, ISIS, might be a step more than not believing that traditional morals, ideas, and beliefs have no worth, or that society's political and social institutions are so bad that they should be destroyed, because what they're destroying are individual citizens en masse because of what they believe in.
Look, they're not nihilists, they're jihadist
right.
Muslims.
Oh, don't say that, David, because now you're calling them terrorists.
But our president, who apparently is a theologian now, and a philosopher, has labeled them. But we have to tell the truth about these people. They're not nihilists. They are jihadist Muslims. They have a jihadist Muslim ideology that we have seen throughout history. They don't believe in nothing. They believed in something, and that something is something we have seen for more than 1,000 years.
Give me some more definitions of nihilism. I'm going to do that in the next segment of the broadcast, because this is so ridiculous. All right, we're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Manny in California on line 2. Manny, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Manny.
Yes, the message that I have is for Jay. Jay, we need a man like you in our nation for 2016. And the reason that the things are going the way it's going from one end to the other, national, international, the policies. That's the reason, Jay, you are a man with a heart, with a courage, with experience.
Listen,
with
Manny, you're being really kind. I appreciate your sentiments. And I've got David over here starting a new, because he runs our digital advocacy, a draftj.com. I appreciate your sentiment. But, David, I will say this. I am not and have no plans to run for the presidency of the United States. Or anything else for that matter.
I've heard stuff like that before.
Yeah, I know you have, but it's absolutely true. I will tell you this, though. This is an issue that I am very passionate about, because we've been through this before, and it wasn't that many years ago when we had genocides in Rwanda. We've had genocide in other regions of the world, and we've had mass holocausts in Germany. So what we need is backbone and leadership. You said courage, and courage means you got to say what it is. That the what is the problem? The problem is not nihilists. I mean, are we going to say the problem is we have nihilists that have no place in the 21st century? Because that's what the president said. We have nihilists that have no place in the 21st century. Here's another definition of nihilism, a doctrine that denies any objective ground of truth and especially of moral truth. Believe me, they believe they have truth. So nihilist was not, maybe they meant existentialist. You know, this is, you know, I'm trying to add a little levity to a very serious and dangerous situation, folks. I lecture on this at Oxford. This is really serious. This is a very dangerous group with very dangerous plans. And Jordan, despite Chuck Hagel's kind of way he said it may have not been right, a lot of what he said was.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the idea, the danger level,
right.
The tone, the way he phrased it from our Secretary of Defense, probably not the best way to say, you know, that we've never seen this before. Like, we're acting like we're surprised by the Islamic State. They're not new. I mean, they're right. New in history, but they're not new in the last few years. They've been forming. They've been coming together. They've been fighting in Syria. And we know this now, unfortunately leaked, that we've had our special ops go up against them directly. So to act like it's nothing like we've ever seen before is not true when you've had, when you've actually fought them on the battlefield in a foreign country.
So, David, give me a 30-second, you know, you hear the nihilists, we hear the no place in the 21st century. The lack of leadership here is what's going to get us in trouble.
Oh, absolutely. And when he says something we've not seen before, look, we fought them in Iraq. We fought them in Iraq. When he says not seen before, that's escaping accountability for the fact that we had them beat. This same group under a different name, we had them beat. He let them live to fight another day, and they have come back with a vengeance.
They have. Folks, we've got a matching challenge going on. We're at the UN on behalf of Israel right now working on that. Believe me, on the ISIS matter, we are building world opinion on that as well. All of this taking place simultaneously. We're in a matching challenge campaign, which means any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we get a matching gift for. I've got a stretch goal, folks, of $1.1 million for the month of August. We did it in July. We succeeded our goal. I think we could do it again in August. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to support the work of the ACLJ. Again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. But also sign that petition. You can do that online as well at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Don't forget also, like us on Facebook. I've got a page. Jordan has a page. The ACLJ has a page. We're over 2 million with everybody. Keep that going. We'll be back with more in a moment. This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
It's an atrocity that's unfolding half a world away. Thousands of Christians being murdered, slaughtered by radical Muslims. A deliberate and calculated attempt to wipe out the Christian minority in Iraq. The terrorists targeting Christians are known as the Al-Qaeda of Iraq, and their brutal tactics are designed to accomplish one goal: remove Christians from Iraq. Christians there face a very disturbing ultimatum: convert to Islam, pay an exorbitant fine, or die. Those who do not comply, according to the terrorist group, will, quote, face death by the sword. This persecution of Christians must not be permitted to continue. Stand with the ACLJ and demand that the United States and other nations engage. It's imperative there must be a global outcry and global action to stop the slaughter of Iraqi Christians. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or please add your name online, aclj.org.
John Kirby, Pentagon press secretary, just moments ago. I want David and Jordan to tear this one, really look at this one and analyze it, tearing it apart so we see what he's really saying. Listen to number 38.
There's not going to be a purely military solution. And so when the secretary and the chairman were up here talking to you yesterday, they talked about using all the elements of American power and international influence as well to deal with this. Ultimately, the answer is going to be found in good governance.
Stop right there. The answer is going to be found in good governance. So if we could just get really good governance in ISIS, things will go away.
If we just move like a really nice school board up there from America to kind of show them how to do it, everything. Look, you can't have the beginning of anything resembling governance until these people are killed, defeated, driven away.
Jordan, who's telling him to say this stuff? Because it gets worse when I give you the rest of it.
Well, I think that it's a confused message. They're not sure what to say. And so they're coming up with it on their own, and that's a scary thing when you're dealing with mostly, you know, political people, people who were involved in the Obama administration because of their work on a campaign, not because of their, you know, work
but
for
this
decades.
But this is a rear admiral. This is the Pentagon's press secretary. Listen to the rest of what he says. Take a listen.
No, that's not, you know, that doesn't offer everybody the, you know, the immediacy that they might want to have with dealing with this threat, this very serious threat. But ultimately, it's defeating the ideology through good governance.
I want to add good governance. So here's the problem. And folks, this isn't funny, but I'm trying to show you how absurd what they're doing is. So here's what we have. We have nihilists operating in Syria and Iraq. They're nihilists that a group like them have no place in the 21st century. They have no place in the 20. Nihilists like them have no place in the 21st century. And if we could just get good governance into the region, we would have no problem. Simply get good governance and everything will go away. If we get good governance, everything's going to be fine. But this is the Pentagon's chief spokesperson. All right, let's take your call. It's so outrageous. It's beyond imagination. Nihilists. I mean, existentialists next. I mean, really. Who's next, Jordan?
Yeah, back to the phone. So we go. We'll go to Steve in Tennessee on line 5. Steve, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Steve.
Thank you. I appreciate you taking my
sure.
call. I've got a couple things here. The president and his politicians are haters of Israel. We all know that. And they seem to be, pardon my French, cowards. And they seem to be Muslim lovers. And I wonder if the people who put this president and his politicians in office are proud of themselves now.
Well, you know, here's the thing. You want to know the truth, Steve? I'm not saying they love Muslims or you hate Israel. I'm going to say this. Their policies, as it relates to Israel, have been abysmal. And what they're trying to do within the Muslim world, I can't understand, because Muslims are being slaughtered en masse also by these groups. But I will tell you this. Are they happy with their decision? The answer is probably. This is going the way, you know, maybe I don't think he's glad an American got killed or beheaded. But, you know, if we had he's got the Pentagon going up there talking about, David, good governance.
Right. I mean, look, this garbage, and it is garbage, is what has cost us so dearly in Afghanistan. If you look at what's happened since he has been president of the United States and fighting Afghanistan, the rules of engagement put on our troops, the emphasis on all of this, they called it government in a box that they would bring into these provinces in Afghanistan. Look, you have to defeat the Taliban first. You have to defeat ISIS first. Look, Hamas shows what happens when you try to bring a government into Gaza without armed force. You know what they did to the technocrats? Threw them off the roof. Good governance fails in the face of pure evil and military force. So you have to defeat that pure evil before you can even talk about good governance.
Well, I think the reality is that this is what we're dealing with right now. And we've got to recognize that when the president's calling them nihilists, when he says there's no place for them in the 21st century, when the press secretary for the Pentagon says, gee, we've just got to get good governance, Jordan, the reality is when you say these things, you're going to get no action and no respect internationally.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, the situation here, again, I think that, you know, this is an administration I thought did not like the idea that America was going to go around the world telling people how to govern themselves. And the idea also that we're blaming, I mean, as if bad government justifies crucifying people, beheading people, and recruiting your fighters from overseas. This is not a domestic issue. The ISIS fighters are not all Iraqi. They're not all Syrian. They're coming in from England. They're coming in from the West. They're coming in from all over the Muslim world. And the problem is that in mosque in England, these kids are being taught ideology that would then translate to them one day leaving where they're born, leaving their homes, leaving freedom and democracy to go fight it out in the desert and crucify people and cut people's heads off. People with English accents, not people with Iraqi accents.
Well, and of course, the British are appalled at this, and they're trying to take some action. Rich, you've been held on a long time there on Line 24. Rich, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hey, God bless. I'm a preacher here in Altadena. Real quick, the president's arrogance and hubris regarding the existence of terrorism does not allow him to adopt any kind of overwhelming strategy here. And when Christians don't vote, you end up with Saul Alinsky as a president against millions of kamikaze Muslims.
Well, you know, the thing, here's the reality. I mean, this is the truth. You know, this is not a policy the president didn't want to implement. I mean, does everybody understand that? And I know there's people that are listening that are, you know, like President Obama, and I understand it's a free country, you get to vote. But this is not the policy this was not like, I don't want this to be the policy. He wants this to be the policy. He may not be very happy with the results of that policy right now, but this was his policy. And we're seeing that implemented. All right, here's what we've got. Sydney, really quick, please. Line 3, you're on the air.
Yeah, how can he have any moral authority to send planes and destroy the enemy when he's giving deference to Satan in the womb? I can't understand why nobody wants to impeach this guy.
Well, you know what? Elections have consequences, Sydney, and you don't get to impeach him because he has policies we don't agree with. So, you know, voting matters. Alan calling from New York on line 1. Hi, Alan.
God bless you guys. My question is, when do we stop getting your opinion being politically correct and saying what Islam is all about when the majority of the terrorism and the horribleness in the world is through Muslims of death and destruction, and maybe the true radicals of Islam are the ones that don't want to take over the world? Because when the majority of the problems in the world are done by Muslims, maybe that's what the religion is all about.
Well, yeah, I mean, and it's an interesting point. Are the radicals, so to speak, the moderates that are appalled at this stuff? Are the radicals the Sunnis that are being killed and the Shias being killed by ISIS right now? I mean, that's a valid point. The problem is we've got the president calling them nihilists. Nihilists. I mean, I gave you the nihilists, really? And I got the head of the Pentagon saying if we just had good governance in the Middle East, not all this would go away. And it's appalling what the Israelis did, and it's appalling what ISIS did, as if they're morally equivalent. So Jordan's going to let you know how you can participate in this, folks. I encourage you to do it today.
Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign this petition online. If you believe that this is a situation where the United States must and can do more, call now, 877-989-2255. Was it enough when they were killing Christians? Was it enough when they were persecuting other religious minorities, chasing them out, beheading children, crucifying people? Or how about beheading an American photojournalist on video and broadcasting it to the world? Call now, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org and sign the petition for action online.
Those who do not comply, according to the terrorist group, will, quote, face death by the sword. This persecution of Christians must not be permitted to continue. Stand with the ACLJ and demand that the United States and other nations engage. It's imperative there must be a global outcry and global action to stop the slaughter of Iraqi Christians. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or please add your name online aclj.org.